Doctors are still discovering new symptoms related to the coronavirus, but one of the weirdest we've heard is something called COVID toe. Its connection to the coronavirus is a mystery. Researchers are trying to solve it. David Hyde from member station KUOW has more.
Christine Jensen is a legislative analyst with King County in Washington State. And back in early April,
I had a couple of red spots on my feet and on one of my hands that were inflamed and kind of tender to the touch.
When those symptoms didn't go away, she went to her dermatologist over Zoom.
I had to try to take pictures with my cell phone with good lighting and, you know, at the awkward angle of trying to photograph your own foot. It was a bit challenging.
Once they sorted that out,
we had talked about how in the month of March, I had what seemed like possibly some flu-like symptoms for about a week and a half.
Her doctor said there might be a connection to the coronavirus.
That definitely started to trigger a little bit of alarm for me.
Dr. Andrea Calouse is Jensen's dermatologist, and she's seen a few patients with COVID toe symptoms, which can also affect the fingers.
They can be itchy, they can be painful, they can go from being like a red purple spot to turning into a blister, and the skin can even sort of fall off the top.
How do dermatologists know that this skin condition that's being called COVID toe is really connected to the coronavirus?
Unfortunately, we can't answer that yet.
Calouse is collaborating on a COVID toe research project with the rheumatology department at the University of Washington. It turns out COVID toe looks a lot like a condition called chilblains.
It's usually a cold and damp environment that kind of triggers this reaction in toes. And so people who are in the Northwest, this actually isn't a super uncommon thing.
That means if you think you have COVID toe, it could be because you're wandering around the house in bare feet, which a lot of people are doing these days while working from home. But Dr. Calouse says this could be different.
We're absolutely seeing this in numbers we have not seen previously.
The other big factor, chilblains involve inflammation of the small blood vessels in your skin. And that's similar to more serious inflammation that's likely caused by COVID-19. Some young kids, for example, are getting a condition which can affect the heart's arteries. But here's the strange thing. Most people with COVID toe don't test positive for the disease. Dr. Calouse says that's one of the things researchers at the University of Washington are puzzling over. It could be that the COVID tests aren't looking for all the right markers of this disease at the optimal time.
Maybe we look at particular proteins that are present in the virus, and that might be a different way for looking for the virus that's not detected in those other kinds of testing that we've been doing.
At the same time researchers are learning about COVID-19, they're also trying to learn from the virus. Dr. Jane Buckner is a rheumatologist and president of the Benaroya Research Institute. She sees a number of patients with lupus and other rare diseases who also get chilblains.
The majority of people who've gotten it over the years, we've never known why. But the concept that it's been triggered by a virus is pretty likely.
So what about Christine Jensen, the woman with a suspected case of COVID toe? Tests to see if she'd had the disease came back negative.
Now everything has cleared up, probably lasted just shy of a month.
But her dermatologist, Dr. Calouse, still suspects this and other cases she's seen may be connected to the coronavirus, even though researchers haven't yet figured out how. For Here and Now, I'm David Hyde in Seattle.